Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature songs from 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. First up this half hour, the LaSalles. Then Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Lionel Richie, Frank Wilson, Diana Ross, DeBarge, and Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston. First up this half hour, the LaSalles. And a song called La 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 from 1966 right here on Motown.
I'm going to sing a song for you now. Gonna make you clap your hands, stomp your feet, and as a matter of fact, it's gonna tear you open. La 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 la.
Yeah. Hotel Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Lionel Richie, Penny Lover, and they reached number 8 in the United States pop charts in 1984. Before that, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, I Gotta Let You Go, and they reached number 93 in the pop charts and number 43 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970. And we started with the LaSalles and La 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 La, recorded and released in 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring songs written and released from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. One song in each of those three decades in order. Well, back to the 1960s, and a very rare 45 from Frank Wilson called Do I Love You? Indeed I Do. Well, Do I Love You? Indeed I Do was released in 1965 on the Motown record label, and it was his only Motown single, and it's a prized possession among collectors because approximately 250 demo 45s of the song were pressed, and it was scheduled to be released on the 23rd of December in 1965. Well, owing to a combination of Wilson deciding that he'd rather focus on producing, and Motown's owner Betty Gordy's lukewarm reception of the vocals, and his wish to prevent his producers from having a successful solo career, the demos were destroyed. Well, we know at least two and maybe as many as five copies survived. One is rumored to be owned by Berry Gordy himself. It is the most rare Motown 45 ever released. Well, here is Frank Wilson, "Do I Love You Indeed I Do," right here on Motown Man.
To face the truth, I was still in love. Night. supply if he don't have a plane? What good is a doctor if he can't cure the pain? Baby, what good?
Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together, What Good Am I Without You, and it not only reached number 61 in the United States pop charts, but a respectable 28 in the Rhythm Blues charts in 1964, before that DeBarge with Rhythm of the Night, reaching number 3 in the pop charts in 1985, before that Diana Ross, I'm Still Waiting, reaching only number 63 in the United States pop charts, but number 40 in the Rhythm Blues charts from 1971, and we start with Frank Wilson, Do I Love You Indeed I Do, recorded in 1965. Well, this hour will feature some great songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.